From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties disclosed on Monday, April the 18th, it is under contract to purchase the former St. Patrick's Central Catholic School for $300,000. The former school, located on Woodlawn Avenue in Catskill, has been closed since 2007. Village officials last week announced that a buyer was under contract to purchase the 10-acre site from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany. Mental Health Association Board President Jeffrey Barrett said the agency has long sought to establish a centralized facility to serve Greene County. Barrett said, with extensive renovation, the school would be the perfect site for many of the services MHA provides. Association Executive Director Jeffrey Rovitz said the makeover will cost more than $2 million. If St. Patrick's is purchased, the plan is to consolidate 6 or 7 existing Greene County locations and relocate that professional staff to the Woodlawn Avenue facility. During the day, the agency would operate the Personal Recovery-Oriented Services program for approximately 25 people. MHA will hold a public information session on its plans for the parcel before the next village board meeting on Wednesday, April the 27th, beginning at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Washington Irving Senior Center. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that low humidity, high temperatures, and dried vegetation created ideal conditions for a brush fire that burned 4 acres in a wooded area on Overlook Road in Hillsdale on Monday, April the 18th. Columbia County Battalion 5, which includes 11 fire companies, responded and fought the blaze for more than 5 hours on Monday afternoon. No one was hurt. Austerlitz Fire District Chief Dave Page said the fire came within 200 feet of 2 homes. An outdoor fire ban is in effect statewide March 14th to May 16th because of the critical fire weather conditions. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a red flag warning for low relative humidity and gusty winds from noon until 6 p.m. today, Tuesday, April 19th. Keisha Cluckley is reporting at Politico New York that new Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa announced on Monday, April 18th, the creation of a research work group. It will examine a number of issues before the Board of Regents, including state assessments and teacher evaluations, and then collect research and evidence and report to the whole board to inform its decision. The work group will begin work in May and be led by Regent Judith Johnson, who represents the Hudson Valley. Rosa was appointed as chancellor by the board last month, replacing 20-year veteran Merrill Tisch, who helped usher in the existing standards and evaluation system during her tenure. Rosa said she expects the group's first priority to be researching the Common Core standards, state assessments, and the teacher and principal evaluation system. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Today, Tuesday, April 19th, is the presidential primary election, locally from noon to 9 p.m. Here is a roundup of the recent election news. Democrat Bernie Sanders sent a fundraising email for 3 congressional candidates recently, including one for Zephyr Teachout in the 19th congressional district. Teachout is running against Will Yandick in the June 28th primary to face a Republican trying to replace Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, in the district that stretches up and down the Hudson River. Sanders' campaign this weekend announced opposition to 2 local environmental issues. They are against a proposed Constitution pipeline and believe General Electric needs to do more to clean up PCBs in the Hudson River. Republican John Kasich visited the Capital Region most often during the campaign, with a final visit Election Eve at 6 p.m. at the Schenectady Armory. Buffalo Bills former coach Rex Ryan introduced Republican Donald Trump at his last-minute rally in Western New York on April 18th. The most important election for New Yorkers on April 19th is the special election on Long Island to replace indicted leader Dean Skelos. The contest between Republican Chris McGrath and Democrat Todd Kominsky could tip control of the state Senate. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the New York primary voters will be able to report problems at the polls through a special hotline. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced a hotline staffed by attorneys and staff in the AG's Civil Rights Bureau will be available during the Tuesday, April 19th primary. Voters experiencing problems or issues at the polls are urged to call the office's hotline at 800-771-7755 or email civil.rights@ag.ny.gov at any time between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. In addition, the AG's office will focus on barriers impacting voters with disabilities, voter intimidation reports, and other issues faced by minority voters. The statewide hotline debuted in November 2012. Schneiderman says his office fielded hundreds of complaints from voters and worked with local election officials to quickly address issues. Finally, Chris Bragg is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Democratic State Senator Daniel Squadron is renewing efforts to push through legislation closing the so-called LLC loophole in state election law, which allows huge political giving by individual donors. In a letter to colleagues, Squadron wrote that if the LLC loophole survives this session, lawmakers will have failed in their promise to clean up and reform Albany. Referencing the Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos corruption cases, Squadron wrote, and I quote, "Last year's corruption trials of both former leaders of the legislature highlighted the way in which anonymous corporate dollars drown out the voice of everyday New Yorkers in the political process," end quote. A lawsuit to close the loopholes is likely to go forward on appeal. The loophole was created by a 1996 State Board of Elections decision and allows each limited liability company owned by a single person to give up to $150,000 annually in state-level elections. Last season, Squadron pushed the same bill, but it was buried by the Senate Republicans. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a red flag warning for low relative humidity and gusty winds from noon until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, today, April 19th. The combination of dry fuels, low humidity, and gusty winds will make for critical fire weather conditions. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a cloudy day through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 62 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:06 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:42 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 36 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 19th day of April 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.